Well, hello there. Go ahead and sit down. No, she won't be joining us. Nope, there's no misunderstanding. I said sit down. There we go. It is good to know that you can do as you are told. That is actually going to be useful, you know? Where is she? Yes, I know she said she would be meeting you here, but the fact of the matter is she's just not very good at confrontation, you know? I, on the other hand, I'm very good at it. Yes, confrontation. You look worried. What? Do you think she sent me here to break up with you? Well, honestly, I wouldn't blame her if she did, but no, it's not like that. Well, not exactly. You know? I mean, whether or not this is a breakup is entirely up to you. I'm not sure how else to put this, so I'm just going to say it. I'm fucking your girlfriend. Oh God, don't look so surprised. You thought we were just friends? Well, we are friends, but we are so much more than that. It's really all your fault. You know that, right? But what? Friends talk, and girlfriends talk about everything, especially sex. Like I said, I have no problem with confrontation, and well, there's no other way to put it. I mean, you suck in bed. You have a tiny cock, and worse, you don't know what to do with it. You couldn't find a woman's clit with Google Maps and a GPS service. I mean, and when you don't have problems getting that little thing hard, your duration rivals a television commercial break. At least you don't interfere too much when she's watching TV, you know? You know what she calls you? No? Her little 2-minute man. 2 minutes. She actually timed it once. Shut the fuck up. When it's time for you to talk, I will let you know. So, being the good friend that I am, I offered to help her out, to show her what sex is supposed to feel like. And now she can't get enough. I mean, neither can I. I love fucking her. We've been gradually increasing the size of the strap-ons we use. When even have this amazing double-sided dildo. So, I guess you could actually say we are fucking each other too. I mean, I make her come hard. You don't. Ever. You know that, right? She's never had an orgasm with you. Ever. It's not just the size. Like I said, you really suck in bed. I said, shut up. I'm not done talking to you. I hate to see her unhappy. Like I said, we really are friends. I would go so far as to say best friends at this point. I mean, she's the only friend I'm fucking at the moment. So, right about now, you're wondering what exactly it is I'm trying to tell you. What's the point of letting you know that your girlfriend has been fucking me behind your fucking back? Well, I will tell you. I gave her an ultimatum. I told her it was you or me. I said, shut up. No, you fucking idiot. She's not breaking up with you. You really need to learn to listen. I already told you that. So the ultimatum was this. Whether or not you get to stay is now up to me. So if you want to keep your girlfriend, you're going to have to do as I say from now on. You know? And it isn't going to be easy for you. From this moment on, you obey me. Do you understand? If I tell you to do something, you will do it. I asked if you understood. Yes. Now it's time to speak. Good. Again. Yes. If you don't obey or don't obey to my satisfaction, you will be punished. Shut up. No, that wasn't a question. I'm telling you how things will be from this point on. Now, a few changes that you will have to accept. First, as we speak, Two friends of mine are packing the things in your bedroom into cardboard boxes. Depending on the results of this conversation, boxes will either be placed in the basement next to your new cot or on the front lawn. It is really up to you. From now on, our bedroom is off limits to you. Oh, did I forget to mention? I am moving in. Second, your girlfriend is now my girlfriend. And at least for now, I'm going to forbid you from touching her. That means no hugs, no kisses, not even a fucking handshake. You can look, and you're going to want to, because I'm going to have her dress for me in the most amazing lingerie all the fucking time. Which, of course, you will be paying for. Third, we are going to have to do something about that miserable, tiny little cock. I'm not going to have you masturbating in my house. Understand? Well, answer. My God, Jesus, you're really an idiot. Don't just nod. Yes. Yes, what? Yes, miss. I mean, that is how you will refer to us now. Miss. If I catch you using either of our names, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. Understand? Much better. At least you seem to be able to learn. Now, that little cock. I'm going to lock it up. Yes, chastity. I will hold the key. And I will determine if and when it's getting unlocked. We will start you off easy with a nice metal cage. I have a few others too, you know, spiked, electrified, ones that push your little cock inside you and makes it completely disappear. So many choices. Which brings up to another matter of cocks. Mine. I have quite the collection. One of your jobs is going to be keeping them clean, spotless. And we're going to do it with you on your knees, hands bound, mouth wide open. You're going to suck your girlfriend's juices off of my cock until it's completely clean. And she's going to watch as I fuck your mouth and you lick and suck on the cock that I just used to fuck her. Which, by the way, is the closest you are going to get to her pussy, at least for a while. A long while. So that's the deal. Just tell me. Tell me what to text. Outside or basement? Where should they put your stuff? Don't just sit here looking stupid. I asked a question. Basement, miss? Good choice. I told her that it would be that choice. She wasn't sure, but I was, because I know something about you. You love her. And to be completely honest, she loves you too. If you left, it would break her heart. And that would break mine. So now you're going to be able to show her just how much you love her. What you're willing to do to be with her. It's really quite romantic, don't you think? Well, good. Yes, miss. That's what I like to hear. Now, there's one last thing. I've signed you up for a few classes. Cooking, manicures, pedicures, massage. And a few other essential skills. No point in having you around unless you're going to make yourself useful, you know. You will cook our meals, clean, pamper us, all the ways we enjoy. Every day you will be able to show us how much you enjoy being our servant. Tomorrow morning you're going to wake up naked in our basement. A half hour before we do. You will brew our coffee and cook our breakfast. You will make each of us a tray and serve us in bed. You will stand patiently watching us wake up naked and in each other's arms, kissing and touching. I want you to watch us kissing, knowing that her lips are now off limits to you, but that I can have them anytime I want. You will be standing there, naked, in your little cock cage, holding our fucking breakfast, waiting. I want you to see how she looks just waking up. I mean, so beautiful. And I want you to see how she looks satisfied, knowing that I just gave her a night of pleasure. Everything you can't. Seeing everything you want, need, and love, but you can't have anymore. You will want and need her more than you've wanted and needed anything in your entire fucking life. But she won't need you. At least not like that. I want it to hurt. And every day, I want it to get worse for you. Until you will do anything. And you will. As a reward, if you please us, we may let you listen to us make love. Or if you are very good, we might even let you watch. Because after all, I am fucking your girlfriend. So it's only fair that you get to enjoy that from time to time too. You know? Mm-hmm.